The Pod Couple. Original podcast.
Large cockerel.
That's why you got that funny stripper name. Grand Cocker or something. Big Cocker. Something Cocker.
The Pod Couple. With Andy Mack and Guy Jogo.
So, did you see it then?
See what?
The eclipse.
I wasn't in Texas or Mexico to see it live.
No, not see
it live.
Is that
what you mean? No.
Not live.
Oh, you mean on the TV?
Yeah. Well, social media was everywhere on social media, wasn't it?
I know. I watched it. I did watch it live, actually. Did you watch it all? Like,
no.
All of it? All
no, I just saw it on social media, bits on social.
You didn't watch it on, like, the big screen live?
No. I was... The one in 1999, that was amazing. That was the UK one, wasn't it? With August 1999. That's our last solar eclipse.
I vaguely remember that, where it goes dark and it goes cold and whatnot.
Yeah.
But no, it was... And talking of Mexico, we've got listeners in Mexico, as from last week.
Have we?
We have. I know. It's the worldwide thing is growing. I was a bit surprised. I was surprised when I saw Brazil. But yeah, Mexico has joined the posse now. How cool.
Very good.
But I would have loved to have been there. I would have loved to have been in Texas.
Yeah, especially when the sun goes and it goes cold.
Yeah, just the experience. Wow. Plus, I could have worn my hat and done my Beyonce dance.
Well, yes, you could have done. Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
The Texas Hold'em dance. Can you do it?
No.
Isn't Texas?
No.
Don't be a...
Even though I think you made
take
me look
to the
like
floor.
A... Made me look like a cowboy. No, I can't do the Texas thing.
You look good as a cowboy on that calendar picture we did. You could do Texas Hold'em. Don't be it. No, take it to the floor. Now, I actually start each day with... That's my new mantra.
Okay. Have you got the boots and the hat?
Actually, I've not got the hat. I used to compete and do line dancing years ago. Okay, we won't mention too much about
did
that.
You?
So I did. So I have wore a hat in the past, but now I've got four different types of cowboy, but not types, colours. I've got brown, I've got white, I've got like a sort of fluorescenty green, and black ones. Yeah. I've got my cowboy boots. There's pictures on socials of me and my cowboy boots. But and do you know what? Talking of that though, it was funny because I was only talking because I actually love country music and stuff, but the new country, and I was only saying just before that song came out, the Beyonce one, I think I'm a little bit psychic actually. I was saying to Wilf, because I love Garth Brooks and this, that and the other and whatnot, and I said, Wilf, do you not like a little bit of country? And he's like, no, there's no place for it. And then the next minute, boom,
Beyonce,
out comes Beyonce, Texas Hold'em, Happy Days. And Nick had to listen to it a few times and then she started. You just like it. But I was there years and years ago. Because, to be honest, when I first got dragged in to do the line dance thing, I thought it was going to be all, you know, the gingham frilly shirts and that and all a bit, you know, yee-haw. And some places do, but a guy I know, Pedro, he's over in Portugal now, and another mate of mine, Rob Fowler, they started working with a Liverpool group called the Cheap Seats. That was Ethan. And John, I think John's with Nathan Carter now. But anyway, it was the actual dance in itself and everything. There was no, it was just transformed, just changed. Just saying, just putting it out there. People who go line dancing will know what I mean.
Classic Gavin and Stacey episode.
No, honestly, go on YouTube and Google The Beast and you'll see Pedro, another good friend of mine, Daniel Chapat, and Rob, the three of them, doing the line dance that Rob choreographed. And yeah, it works.
So we kind of decided to recap on the listener's typo text, didn't we?
We did. I got the one that stands out for me though, and obviously I'm a little bit biased. Do you ever remember? I mean, there was a station in Liverpool I used to work for. It's not there no more. Juice FM. Did you know Neil Atkinson?
No.
The presenter of, but sadly we lost Neil a few years ago. But he was like a brother to me, and I'm still very good friends with his wife Claire. So shout out to Claire and to the kids and whatnot. But she put one on. I don't know how I'm going to say this or that, because I know you can't say rude words, but. Do you know how I'm going to get round it?
Biscuit probably springs to mind.
Biscuit? Oh, yes, a biscuit. Yeah, Claire said that Neil had texted, I'm sure Bob is his dad, Hi Bob, how are you? And it actually come out as, hi Biscuit, how are you? Is that what you mean? Is that how I do it?
Yeah, you're the part of Hob, yes.
Yeah, hi Biscuit, the Hob. Yeah, how are you? That's not going to make no sense except to me, you and Claire Atkinson and everyone who loved our Atco. Big Bad Bri, he worked it. We had some cracking names at Juice. You know what it was like when you... I don't know whether radio's the same now. We were like a family at Juice. I'm still good friends with them all. They used to call me Juicifer.
Juicifer.
Do you know why? Do you know why? I'll just tell you very quickly. Ali Hunter, I remember this. So there was Sue Green, Alison Hunter, Kate Oakes, I adore them all, Claire Davis, really, really close to them all. And we were all there in the office. And you know what it's like when you talk to people about sponsorship, promotions, whatever. And I was trying to get hold of this guy. And the receptionist answered and I said, oh, you know, hi, it's Andy Mack from Juice FM. And I must have spoke a little bit quick. And I heard her shouting across the office, John. It's she didn't even say my name. She didn't get the Andy Mack. She just went, John, she said, it's Juicifer on the phone for you. And I'm like, Juicifer? That sounds like summer off Netflix, you know, Juicifer, Lucifer. Yeah, so I was known as, I mean, we'll come on to that later with nicknames, but at Juice FM, I was known as Juicifer. Brilliant. To this day. Happy days. Good times, but yeah, special one there for our Acker, who we all miss massively. Hey ho. Sorry, where were we? So we've done that. And then your question was so much better than the other question, which was, go on, you explain the businesses.
The businesses, yes. It was just like driving past a fish and chip shop a couple of weeks ago. And it was this big neon lit sign called the Codfather. And it kind of got me thinking about businesses' names that basically a pun on a word, but using it for their business. And we had a few come through, didn't we?
Oh, it went mental. It'll take the whole podcast. Do you want to go first? You can pick your favourites first, because it was your question.
I think the one from Brian McIntyre is kind of the great one. It was on the side of a van, and it was Spruce Spring Clean.
Commercial cleaning. It's, oh my days,
so
it's
clever.
It's just brilliant, isn't it? Did you see the kebab one, the kebab van or whatever, you know, those ones that you see outside nightclubs and stuff? Jason Donovan.
Did you see?
Absolutely, he put loads on.
Yeah, he also did the key cutting service, wasn't it? Or the
Sherlock Holmes. Yeah, get plasters, obviously plasters. We had loads of the fries and the chippy. These are all, Brian must just have a lot of crazy shops around where he lives. Bonnie Tyler, obviously the other one that I thought was class, and you saw the picture of all the fridges outside, but it was Sell with the double L, Selfridges.
Yes, Selfridges.
Just class, but so nice one. Brian's listened to us up in Glasgow. Clive Gibson, he said Kay's Place used to be a chippy in Burscoe. So place, obviously, as in not time and place, but place as in the fishy, swim. Yeah. Who else did we have? We had a couple.
Yeah, Chris High sent one. He found it was a grocery store that was called Melancholy. It's a melon and cauliflower.
Robert Cross, a flower shop in Glasgow, Florist Gump. And what's that one our Australian friend put on, Paul Blamire put on? Oh, yeah, Tequila Mockingbird.
That's clever. Oh, he also put in there, was it Frying Nemo?
I think that's cruel. That's very cruel. You couldn't take your kids to that chippy, could you? Frying Nemo. They'd just be like, they'd have nightmares for just now.
I had a couple of messages came through.
Go
one
on.
From John, and that was, he found some glaziers, and it was Pain in the Glass.
Oh,
which I thought was
good
very
one.
Clever.
That is a very, very good one.
Which I thought was very clever.
Any more?
No, I did a quick search as well. I did a quick Google search to have a quick look, see what else was out there. And there was one in America which caught my eye, which was brilliant. It was a dog grooming service.
Yeah.
Indiana Bones and the Temple of Groom.
That's clever. Imagine having a website. What? I wonder, they'd have to abbreviate it for the website, wouldn't
they? Probably,
yes. www. Indiana Bones
and the Temple of Groom.
That's a long website. That's a very long website. Imagine that. Goodness. And imagine a business card. It'd have to go on around the back. www.dot do-do-do-do-do. Do you know what I mean? But very clever. Very clever. No, I could do with people like that while I'm writing these shows to help me with certain comedy moments. But
Yes, thank you.
That was a good shout of yours, Guy. Yeah, thank you to everyone for that. But they did make me smile. The Selfridges, or Selfridges, obviously play on words, but very clever.
I wonder if there's any kind of copyright that these people get in trouble with.
They can't, but for someone who has recently been involved with trademark situations, just, you know, when you name and things, it's how it's spelt. So because they've put Selfridges with two L's, I don't think they can.
Ah, right, yes.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, it's a, obviously certain companies will trademark certain words even. Would you? I've learned a lot about trademark in the last few months, writing these shows and stuff and whatever. Some companies, some very large companies, just copyright, trademark just words, single words that together could mean something, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Just so wrong, isn't it? So wrong on so many levels.
So on the subject of names.
Yes.
Yes, this name generator that you...
isn't it hilarious?
Oh, it's funny.
It is funny. Well, we'll go on to what you were, the crazy things you were sending me last night. Nothing like that before anyone gets a little bit worried. But I love things like that. You know, where it's, have you found your own generator? Because we can't use one of the ones that I sent you, can we?
What, the kind of find your stripper name?
The stripper name, yeah, don't you think that was funny?
Very funny.
Can we do that then? Can we do the stripper name one?
It's fine.
Have you got it there?
I've got it here, yes.
Go on, you do it then. My stripper name is...
Fantasia Ridge.
Which, like I said to you yesterday, sounds like a mountain.
It does, like, yes, it's a mountain range in California.
Is it?
Mm.
Fantasia Ridge?
No, that, I just made that up.
I was going to say.
It sounds like a mountain range.
Doesn't it sound like, or like a Netflix movie or something? What's yours? Go on, do your one.
Sugar Cocker.
I think we need to explain for those at the back how we do it. It's one of those where it's your first letter. Is it the first letter out your first name and the first letter out your second name?
That's right, yeah.
You put them together and you've got, what are you again? It's a bit louder for those who didn't hear.
Sugar Cocker.
That's your stripper name?
There we go.
Why can't I have like a cool one? Like mine does just, imagine that. And here tonight, obviously I don't ever want to be a stripper, but it doesn't sound a very stripper sexy name, does it? Fantasia Ridge.
Not really.
Sounds like a novelist or something as well. In fact, if the Ridge come off my surname,
yeah, okay,
my surname that I was obviously christened began with an F, so change it to F.
Right.
What does that make it? Go on,
you
change
don't
wanna, it
you
to
don't
F.
Know.
I do.
You don't.
Go on. What is it? I can't see it in front
Ladies
of me.
Ladies and
I
gentlemen, welcome to the stage, Fantasia Hips.
That's even worse. That just sounds like a fitness video.
Fantasia Hips.
That doesn't work. Can I have another surname?
Go on, which
or let me just pick a letter. I'm just gonna pick a letter.
I'll tell you what, I'll randomly pick two letters and I'll tell you what it is.
All right. For the first and last, get rid of Fantasia, because that's just like too Disney.
Okay.
Okay, we will go for K and we will go for S.
Roxy Whip.
That's more like it.
There you go.
I'll have that. That's a bit 50 Shades. I'll have that one.
Roxy Whip. There you go.
Roxy Whip and who are you again?
Sugar Cocker.
I keep thinking of that singer.
Joe Cocker.
Yeah, I can't. It's even... Can't you change yours? Because yours isn't a good one.
Oh, well, you see, I've got them in front of me, so I
Oh, yeah. You can't play the game,
can't
can
really
you?
Play the game, really.
Well, talking of name generators, I've got one here you might not have seen.
Oh, go on then.
Which is, bear with. Okay, your movie title.
Right, okay.
Generator. Right, so we've got G. Have you got a middle name?
No.
Oh, well, it's not going to work.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
hang on. We'll have your middle name as Fred, because that's your new name for the... Right, so G is Colossal.
Good start.
Okay, F is Werewolves and J is On Old MacDonald's Farm. Read it all out.
Colossal Werewolves on Old MacDonald's Farm.
That's your movie title, Guy.
Never pay to go and see that. It's a ridiculous film.
Mine is Vampire.
Yeah.
Vampire Cheetah.
Yeah.
Hang on. On a prehistoric planet. Hey, that's a bit Jurassic Park. You see, people might want to come and see my movie.
Vampire Cheetah on a prehistoric planet.
Yeah. Yeah. That actually has given me an idea for
a... That's a catchy title, isn't it?
That is a catchy title, isn't it? I think it's better than your one. And I think, that's your movie titles. What was the other one we've just done? The stripper names.
Yeah.
And one more, because this just made me chuckle a little bit. Did you see the secret lover name I sent you?
Yes.
So I am, this goes with your first initial, obviously in my case, A, mm-hmm. and the month you were born.
Okay.
So mine is Frilly Love Machine.
Sounds like a stripper name.
It does, doesn't it? It's better than Fantasia Ridge or whatever. And yours is your Dreamy Eye Candy.
So I take that. That's fine.
Yeah, you can have that.
I'll have that one.
Yeah, but it could have been so much worse because there's like, if you were born in February, you'd be Sweet Buns. Or June. You don't want to be born in June.
What was
Lover
June?
Pants. Lover no, Pants.
Yeah.
No, we don't want none of them. So you're Dreamy Eye Candy and I'm a, what am I? Oh, God, imagine, oh, thank God I'm September and not August. Do you know what August is?
Go on, what have you been?
Winky Woo. Imagine if I was born in August like my lovely dad. I'd be Frilly Winky Woo. What's a how's that a secret lover name, Frilly Winky Woo? What do you do with that on a on a Sunday morning?
Change it, probably. Yeah.
So we did have some fun with it. But then that takes us on to our actual names, doesn't it, Guy?
It does. Actual names.
Yeah, our actual names. I did a little bit of, I don't know whether I went on the wrong Google for yours, but you know where you can see what your name means? And Andrea is like, obviously, that it's warrior or protector, courageous and brave. And when I looked at Guy, and I know you'll have a story, we'll talk about how we got... how we ended up with our Christian names and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All I could find out about yours is that it means wood.
Apparently so, in German.
In German?
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. I mean, here's me. I'm a warrior. I'm a protector. Courageous, brave. And you're wood.
I'm just a piece of wood. Brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, I tried Googling different sites and to see if it was wood and something. Afraid not. You're stuck with wood. But I'm sure you'll have it. Tell us the story, how you got your name. Then I bet you it's a hell of a lot more sort of...
First name?
Your first name. Yeah, because these days people get the baby books, don't they, parents? How lovely must that be? And they get the baby books mm-hmm. and, you know, they'll like decide and there's like reveal parties and stuff. How I got my name is just like, I don't think any thought went into it whatsoever. But you go first. Yours is a nice story.
Guy's not my original name.
No, it's not. What? I could act surprised and shocked, but I actually already knew that.
Did you?
Yeah, you told me.
Did I?
Ages ago.
Oh.
But I'll act shocked and pretend.
If you could, yeah. Yeah, hang on. Okay, we'll do that one again.
Start again.
Guy's not my original name.
Go away.
I know. How shocking is that to hear?
I am shocked.
I know.
Is it for tax reasons or?
You sound it.
Is it for tax purposes or?
I think it's more to do with the fact that my dad was born in Mauritius.
Mm.
And when I was born, my original name was Gyan.
Oh, that's a nice name.
G-Y-A-N. And right. Then just before my fifth birthday, just before I went to school... it was changed to Guy, and I think the reasoning was that it was a more kind of English Christian name, so it would have been because I had to obviously put up with Jogo, which obviously nobody had ever heard of before.
It's a cool surname.
So
so what does Guyan mean then? Has that got a that doesn't mean wood, does it?
It does mean wisdom, knowledge, and enlightenment.
Does so it?
I've gone from that to wood. You've got, obviously, the first name means wood. The second name.
Yeah.
I haven't told you what this means.
Oh. I didn't know we were doing that. Right. Go on. Okay. That is a surprise. Go on.
Brace yourself for this.
Go on.
Jogo.
Yeah.
Swahili.
Yeah.
Large cockerel.
That's why you got that funny stripper name.
There you go.
What was it again? Grand cocker or something? Big cocker? No.
Yeah. No.
Something cocker.
Careful. No.
I think
it was sugar cocker. I think it's the word you're
sugar
looking for.
Cocker. Sugar cocker, which means large cockerel. And your movie was on old MacDonald's farm.
There you go.
There's a theme running in here.
Look at that.
All to do with cock-a-doodle-doo.
There you go.
Well, do you want to know how I got my name?
Yes.
Right. My mum, she was an absolute legend and a star. But okay, so my mum's mum was called Catherine. So she got Kate. I would have loved Kate, actually. I love the name Kate. And my other aunt was a Kathleen, like my mum's. So both grandparents were like, because obviously, you know, my mum didn't know what I was till I came. She didn't have scans and all that in those days. Yeah. So when I came, like, both nans were like, call a Kathleen, call a Catherine, call her, you know. And my mum's regular midwife was actually on holiday, Sister Randall's, and it was a different midwife. And I think because my mum was getting so stressed with all what was going on, she just said to this midwife, a lady she'd never met before in her life, she said, have you got kids? The lady said, yes, she said, I've got a daughter. And she said, what's her name? And she said, Andrea. And that was it.
That was it.
No baby books, no reveals, no baby showers, no, none of that. Just, there you go. That's how I come along.
Wow.
And she won the pools on that day. So always thought I was lucky. Gets better, doesn't it?
I suppose you didn't get called Lucky Charm.
I know, yeah. Frilly Frew or whatever. But yeah, that's how my name came about. So does this lead us on to Fred? Can't forget Fred today.
Fred's fun fact for today goes back to the eclipse. The next total solar eclipse visible in the UK, do you know when that's going to happen?
Is it like 90 years away or something now? 20 years?
Not that far away.
20?
But I see where you get the 90 from, because it's 60 years. It's 2090 thereabouts.
Oh, so 2090. 2090.
So it was just a quick fact
on
Umbrophile.
Huh? Hello? Excuse me?
Umbrophile.
Yeah.
Now, Umbrophile is the official name of a person who chases eclipses. So there are this group of people that will go around the world where a total eclipse or partial eclipse is going to happen, and they are groups that go around and watch the eclipses. And they're known as Umbrophiles. And the reason they're called umbrophiles is because the Latin for shade is umbra, and the Greek philos is loving it. So they basically literally means lovers of the shadow.
They mustn't be very busy though, must they?
I don't think they happen that very often, but there was a lot of travelling to do.
So they, like, obviously in their lifetime, which however many there are, they don't miss an eclipse.
One of them, they'll just travel around the world. Get professional umbrophiles who kind of just, that's what they do.
Umbrophiles. Like umbrella, umbrophiles.
Well, that's, yeah, because it came from, because obviously umbra was shade, and umbrella, because the umbrella was invented over 4,000 years ago, and that obviously came from umbra, and was traditionally used for protection from the sun.
Yes, like the parasol thing. Umbrophiles.
Well, parasol, yeah, because parasol is a French word.
Is this another fun fact, or is this just what you know?
Onto it now. It's what I know. Just rolling onto it now. So a parasol is originally from French, but that's a combination of para, meaning to shield from.
Yeah.
That comes from a Latin parera, and sol, meaning the sun. So shielding from the sun. That's why it's called a parasol.
So you didn't even know we were going to talk about parasols. That was not part of Fred's fun facts, and you just threw it in there.
Yeah.
That's. Do you know what? That deserves two rounds of applause, because I'm just blown away. And the umbrophile thing, that's just, I wonder if they like Bonnie Tyler. not the builder that we saw on our listener question, but
no,
you know.
I know you mean. the Welsh songstress.
Yeah, I can't even hum that. It's a hard song to do.
It is a hard
you know
song
what
to
I'm
do.
Saying.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, they probably do. I wonder if they play it quietly in the headphones while they're waiting.
Probably. They might
It could be what would be, just quickly, what could be your eclipse songs? That's obviously up there. Pick a few. Blue Moon.
Anything by the Shadows?
Anything by by the Shadows. What else could we have come on with? I should have thought about this, but we're just like on the last. Come on, think of a few. Walking on Sunshine? No?
Sun Always Shines on TV?
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, Here Comes the Sun. Or actually, no, because it goes. So we need like a...
Any song by The Darkness?
Any song by The Darkness? You're quick today, guy. You're very, very quick. But there's got to be... What could be the... I know, the, without going with Total Eclipse of the
Total
Heart...
Total Eclipse seems to be the the obvious one.
But there's got to be another one. There's got to be a one that's just like... That says it all.
Lionel Richie, All Night Long.
What is it with you and the light? Stop! Don't say it, because you know those
you
who...
You know what's going to happen, don't you?
You know those who next. Take our ideas.
Yeah, you know what's going to happen.
Play it 24/7, mm-hmm. I know. All the time. Each one. Yeah, All Night Long is a good one, actually. Or Back to Black.
Oh, very
That's
good.
That's good, isn't it?
Very
That's
good.
Good.
That deserves a...
a bit louder. I do my rounds of applause like people can hear it. And that's it. The Eclipse, over and out. Roger, under, over, overdone.
Job done, goodbye.
Job done, goodbye.
Probably it, isn't it?
I was going to say, if we stopped. I turned in. It was that scene off Airplane. You know, under, over, over, Roger, Roger, done. That's what I was doing.
Roger, under, over, Roger.
Yeah, do you remember?
Yes. I think that actually we were going to stop, wasn't it? Anyway, I think.
Yeah. I didn't. I was just waiting for you to say something. And I thought we're done.
No, that's
no, it's
it.
A good
that's
end.
Good place to stop.
The Podcouple with Andy Mack and Guy Jogo.